An African Story, formerly produced for radio, presented and read by Richard Nichols. Episode 94, Season 1, Peter Maritzburg, The City, The Unexpected, Move, Part 2, Episode 8. Bob Winters decides to go home early and spend the rest of the day with Peter. On getting home, he is told by Peter to phone the prison on the following number, 012-700-3171, and ask to speak with Officer John Zondi. Good day, may I speak with Officer John Zondi in response to his call earlier today, said Bob Winters. Hold the line, I'll put you through, sir, said the voice on the line. Hello, John here. Thank you for getting back to me so quickly. The reason for my call is Fred is being moved to another prison due to the control inside that K158 KZP, the poaching ring, has on the inside of the prison. Kenny Fisher has caused a lot of trouble for us recently. We had a guard, Leon Van Zyl, the one that was shot at home. Further investigation showed he was planted here by the ring. That's fine. Where will Fred be moved to and when? Asked Mr. Winters. Sorry, for good reason, this information is not to be made available, as we do not know the extent to which the ring may have control for now, replies John. Well, thank you for the update on my brother. I shall keep in touch with Correctional Services. Goodbye and thanks again, said Winters. Call ends. Make that a cold one, please, said Maxwell. Will a Castle Lager or Amstel do, as we are short on beer, said the barman. Okay, anyone, thanks, said Maxwell. He sits at the bar counter reading the newspaper as the barman places his drink in front of him, looks up and says, thank you. I'm out of town looking for a place to stay. Any suggestions for this tired traveller? It depends on the cost. The Hilton Hotel is just up the road from here. 4 minutes, 2.3 kilometres via Hilton Avenue. Ancient in style, a little pricey, but worth a spend, sir, said the young lady sitting a little down from him. Don't be so formal. I am Maxwell. Nice to meet you. Janice Williams, same here. Down for business or pleasure? Oh, on my way to see family for now, up north, taking the scenic route around the country, replies Maxwell. Dean and Linda make their way to the car. Get in the front passenger seat and shut your mouth, and nobody will get hurt, said Dean. Linda opens the door and looks in the cubbyhole to find he cannot restrain her or keep her from making a getaway. Besides the gun, he will be driving. Moreover, the car is not automatic. He gets in and places the gun on his lap. He starts the car and is now driving, holding the gun in her direction in one hand. How do you plan to change the gears now? Asks Linda. Keep quiet or someone will get hurt, said Dean, and with that jabs her in the ribs with the barrel of the gun. I take it we are on our way to James to meet up with your friend the magistrate that will marry us. Am I correct? Said Linda while nursing her rib. Yes. Now do us a favour and keep your mouth shut for the last time, said Dean. 15 minutes later, they arrive at his friend's place. Dean stops the car, gets out, and demands that she stands at the side of the vehicle and not move. The door opens. James stands in the doorway, pushes Linda inside, showing his friend he has a gun, motions for them to take a seat. Mary, who has been in the bedroom, walks in on James being held at gunpoint. Sit down and keep quiet, or someone will get hurt, said Dean. Dean, who now is feeling the pressure of the moment, gets a fright. The gun goes off and hits Mary in the stomach. Linda stands up, to go to her aid, but Dean stops her. "I told you to sit down and keep quiet, or things will get worse," warned Dean. "Can I not help my wife, or she will die? Are you so cruel?" said James, as the moans and groans get louder. "All of you, keep quiet while I think. For now, get her off the floor, James. Linda may help you. No funny business or someone will die," said Dean. James indicates to Linda it's time to overpower Dean and to leave Mary for now. Just then, Dean's cell rings. Both jump to their feet. Dean points the gun at James. The gun goes off. James takes a shot to the forehead, killing him instantly. Dean grabs Linda and in a firm voice tells her, "Keep quiet. When we get to the car, sit in the front seat." They approach the car. Linda, who is now shaken, opens the front door, gets in and keeps to herself as Dean contacts Maxwell. "Change of plan. See you in the Botanical Gardens." Maxwell replies, "Sure thing, see you in 20 minutes, call ends." Thinks to himself, "That means I need to put foot if I am going to be at the Botanical Gardens coming from Hilton in 20 minutes. According to a search on his phone, about 25 minutes away, I should make it if traffic on the N3 is low. Walks into the parking lot, greets the concierge standing at the door of the hotel lobby. On approaching the car, he opens the back door and places his briefcase on the back seat. You've been listening to an episode of African Story, read and written by Richard Nichols. Join me again for another exciting installment of African Story coming soon.